Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Let it bump, though.
5:02 here in the Lehigh Valley as Jay-Z brings us back from break. Before we get into the highlights of tonight's game, let's first take a station identification here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Your home for Iron Pigs baseball is ESPN Radio, WBYN Lehighton, WEEX Easton, and WTKZ Allentown.
Well, Sam Mines back with you here in the studio, and we're checking out the highlights for today's game, July the 30th, 2017, the last Iron Pigs game for the month of July as they fall to the Durham Bulls by a final score of 8-2. Pigs drop 2 of 3. To the Bulls in this weekend series out at Coca-Cola Park. Durham with the win is now 66-41. The Pigs 65-43. Well, the Bulls got or tried to get to action right away. Willy Adames doubled. They did actually in the first inning. Willy Adames doubling. And then Jake Bowers grounded out to first to move him on over, and then Johnny Field brought him on home with an RBI double.
It'll be a 3-2. Runner off third. The pitch is swung on and drilled towards the left field corner. That is going to land fair, and it hops off the wall or over the wall. So a ground rule double will be called here as Field drills a double to left. Give him RBI 44, and the Bulls have scored right away in the first inning. They take a 1-0 lead.
Bulls getting off to a very quick start against the Iron Pigs by notching in a run within the first three batters. Mike Marjamo would ground right back out to Cesar Ramos, however, and Taylor Featherston struck out looking, so Ramos a good job of getting out of it unscathed any further. Bottom of the first inning, Scott Kingery extended his hit streak to 16 straight games with a base hit, then he stole second. But J.P. Crawford would strike out looking. Rhys Hoskins walked. He is now first in the International League in walks, thanks to that one. Brock Stassi hit a hard liner, but it was caught. And then Jorge Alfaro struck out swinging to end the first inning. So we move top two. After Kian Wong strike out looking, Jake Hager popped up. But the Bulls attempted a little bit of two-out bingo after Mike McHenry singled, as did Grant Kay. But Willy Adames would ground out back to J.P. Crawford, and the Pigs would get out of the inning. Bottom of the second inning, the Pigs would start it off much the way they started off the first. Pedro Florimon single and stolen base, but Matt Williams lined out. Hector Gomez and Herlis Rodriguez struck out back-to-back swinging, and that was through two. Top three, Jake Bowers would ground out. Johnny Field flew out. Mike Marjamo, a two-out single, but Featherston would ground out to end the inning. Bottom of the third, the Pigs would tie it up. Following a Scott Kingery ground out, J.P. Crawford continued his hot month of July with a home run.
Car event, rather, August 20th. Now the pitcher is swung on, drilled in the air, right field deep. If it's fair, it's gone. It's fair. Forget about it, J.P. See you later.
J.P. Crawford, just a fantastic month of July, as he has shown everybody why he is the talent that we all know he is, why he was or should still be the number one Philadelphia Phillies prospect, although there is many, many good talents. J.P. Crawford continues to show us that he is certainly a top-level prospect for the Philadelphia Phillies with the solo home run. Pigs would get nothing else in this one, though, or in this inning, I should say. Rhys Hoskins grounded out, and Brock Stassi struck out swinging. Top four, after Kian Wong walked and Jake Hager singled, the Pigs were able to get out of it, and that was Alexis Rivero. Now, Rivero worked himself into and out of trouble. Following back-to-back strikeouts, Willy Adames would come up, and he would be able to induce him into a ground ball to Brock Stassi.
Pitch here swung on a ground ball right to first. Rivero's going to get out of dodge. It's gloved by Stassi. He'll wave off Rivero and take it to first himself, and Adames retired. And a terrific job to battle back by the newcomer in his AAA debut.
Great job by Rivero for the Iron Pigs, and he kept the Pigs tied at one, and the Pigs would then give him a lift. After Jorge Alfaro struck out swinging, Pedro Florimon hit a home run.
Now the pitcher is swung on and hammered right field deep by Florimon. Back goes Featherston at the track. Forget about it. It's out of here. Pedro goes north of the border with a bomb into the Bud Light trough. And Lehigh Valley takes a 2-1 lead.
A big home run for Pedro Florimon, and it gave the Iron Pigs a lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Following the home run, though, Matt Williams grounded out and Hector Gomez popped up. And unfortunately, the Pigs' lead would not last for long. Much the same way he started inning number four, Rivero walked the first batter. This time it was Jake Bowers. Johnny Field then singled, and then Mike Marjma stepped to the plate with the turning point of the game.
Right-handed batter, here's the pitch, and it swung on, lifted in the air, left field and deep. Florimon back, looking up, forget about it, it's out of here.
That made it 4-2 Durham Bulls, and they would not look back from there. Though Rivera would be able to get out of the inning no further, or without any further damage, excuse me, Taylor Featherston popped up, Kian Wong flew out, and Jake Hager popped up. In the bottom of the fifth, though, the Pigs went 1-2-3, and then things really went bad for the Pigs in the top of the sixth inning when Joey Donato entered the game. Now, the first batter he faced was Mike McHenry. McHenry walked. Grant Kay then singled, and Willie Adames walked as well. He then got Jake Bowers to pop up. It was the infield rule in effect, so the Pigs had one out and a chance to get out of this inning, still within just two runs. But then Johnny Field came up and got a hit.
Now Donato with the bases loaded, deal swung on in line, base hit left field, just past the lunge of Gomez. Station to station as a run scores. Kay will hold at third. Field has his third hit and his second RBI, and Durham now leads it 5-2.
5-2 on the base hit. It would then become 6-2 on a walk of Mike Marjma.
New players trying to put it together here. Pitch, outside ball four, walks Marjma on four pitches. And it's now a two-run inning, and Durham goes up 6-2 here in the sixth inning.
A rubbing salt in the wound a little bit would be Taylor Featherston, as he would be the next batter up, and he would bring in a run with a sacrifice fly.
Pitch swung on, popped up shallow center. I don't think it's deep enough. Rodriguez is going to come in on it very beautifully. Makes the catch. Runner's coming. So is throw, and it's on the wrong side of the plate. Down to score from third is Adames. Featherston another RBI, and it's another three-run inning. 7-2 Durham on the sacrifice fly to center.
Following the Featherston sacrifice fly, Kian Wong would come up to the plate.
Pitcher swung on and drilled out right field. It is a base hit. It's cut off before the corner by Williams. Rounding third, though, and scoring easily is Field. Over to third goes Marjma. An RBI single off the bat of Kian Wong. And now a four-run inning and an 8-2 Durham lead.
That would be all for Joey Donato. He would exit the game. Jake Hager would be the next batter up. He would face Colton Murray. And Murray would get Hager to ground out to the shortstop, J.P. Crawford, to end the top of the sixth inning. But the damage was done, top six, as the Bulls put four runs on the board to make it 8-2 Durham. Bottom six, the Pigs attempted a rally. Rhys Hoskins reached on a swinging strikeout, but a wild pitch allowed him first base. Brock Stassi then singled, and that put runners on first and second. Now, wild pitch then moved them up to second and third. However, the Pigs could not get him on home, or either of them on home. Jorge Alfaro struck out swinging, Pedro Florimon struck out swinging, and Matt Williams grounded out to shortstop, and that would be all for the sixth inning. Top seven, the Bulls would go 1-2-3. Bottom seven, so would the Iron Pigs. Top eight, following a Jake Bowers single, Johnny Field hit into a 4-6-3 double play to end the top of the eighth inning. 4-6-3, that put two outs. And then Mike Marjma struck out swinging to end the top of the eighth. Now the Pigs attempted another rally in the bottom of the eighth inning. J.P. Crawford was hit by a pitch, And then on a wild pitch, he got to second base. Rhys Hoskins struck out looking. Brock Stassi then walked, and a passed ball on the walk allowed Crawford third base. But Jorge Alfaro struck out swinging, and Pedro Florimon grounded out to end the bottom of the eighth. Top nine, the Bulls went 1-2-3. And in the bottom of the ninth inning, a one-out walk by Hector Gomez trying to spark a rally for the Pigs. Hairless Rodriguez gave one a ride, but Featherston was able to catch up with it just at the edge of the wall. And then Scott Kingery came up as the final out for the Iron Pigs.
Now the pitch here, a check swing and a tip, and it's held on to by the catcher Marjama for a strikeout. Marjama holds on. Durham takes the finale in the rubber match, not only of the series, which they win 2-1, but of the season series, which they win 4-3.
A tough night for the tough afternoon for the Iron Pigs out at Coca-Cola Park today. They dropped this one by a final score of 8-2. The Durham Bulls with the victory are now 66-41 on the year. 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors. For the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, the loss drops them to 65-43, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. For the Durham Bulls, they were 4-13 with runners in scoring position, leaving 8 on base. For the Iron Pigs, 0-12 with runners in scoring position, they left 8 on as well. Ryan Garten, who's the starting pitcher for the Durham Bulls out of the bullpen, 2 innings, 2 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Chi Wei Hu, 3-1 now with the victory, 2 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs all earned. Those were the 2 solo home runs to J.P. Crawford and Pedro Florimon. He also struck out 2 as well. Jose Alvarado went 1 1/3, giving up a hit and striking out 3. Andrew Kittredge, 1 2/3, 2 strikeouts. Chaz Rowe, an inning, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. And Jeff Ames, an inning, a walk, and a strikeout. Cesar Ramos, in a spot start for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, went 3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 2 strikeouts. Alexis Rivero got the loss, his first. 2 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs all earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Joey Donato went 2/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 3 walks, no strikeouts. Colton Murray, 2 1/3 innings, 1 hit, 3 strikeouts. And Michael Marriott, 1 inning, no numbers across his line. Time of the game, 3 hours and 17 minutes in front of 9,698 out at Coca-Cola Park on what was a very beautiful day today in the Lehigh Valley. Once again, the final score this afternoon, the Durham Bulls 8 and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 2. Bulls take the series 2-1.